Hey there, amazing people. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz here, coming at you live with another Becoming the Girl episode packed with juicy goodness to kickstart your day. You know how much I love all things self-improvement, but today's topic hits a little differently. We're diving into the powerful realm of forgiveness and letting go of resentment. Ever feel like you're carrying around this heavy backpack of past hurts? Yeah, we've all been there. Holding on to grudges can feel satisfying in the moment, right? It's like giving yourself permission to be mad and justify those lingering negative feelings. But let's talk real for a sec. That backpack is getting heavier every day and it's dragging you down. Think about it. Resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know, that classic an eye for an eye mentality? Problem is, all that bitterness just messes with your peace, your energy, your happiness. So, today's episode is all about breaking free from those chains of resentment and embracing the liberating power of forgiveness. Don't worry, I'm not saying you need to become a doormat or pretend nothing happened. This isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about choosing to release the grip they have on you. It's about understanding that holding on to anger only hurts you in the long run. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started on your forgiveness journey. 1. Acknowledge the hurt. This might seem obvious, but honestly, a lot of us try to bury those feelings deep down instead of facing them head on. You need to acknowledge that you've been hurt, and it's okay to feel angry, sad, or betrayed. Don't judge yourself for your emotions, they're valid. 2. Separate the person from the action. This one is a game changer. It's easy to get caught up in hating the person who wronged you, but remember that everyone makes mistakes. Sometimes people are hurting themselves and lash out without realizing it. Try to see the situation from the perspective it doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you understand them better. 3. Focus on your healing. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning what happened, it's about choosing to move forward with your life. It's about prioritizing your own healing and well-being. Think of it like this. Holding onto resentment is like trying to mend a broken leg with duct tape. It's not going to work. You need to allow yourself time to heal, whether that means seeking therapy, journaling, or simply taking some space for yourself. 4. Practice compassion. This doesn't mean you have to become best friends with the person who hurt you, but try to cultivate a sense of compassion towards them. Remember that everyone is fighting their own battles, and they might not even realize the pain they've caused. 5. Give yourself grace. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a journey, and it takes time. Be patient with yourself, and don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks. Remember that every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Let me share a quick story with you to illustrate this point. I once had this friend who borrowed money from me and never paid it back. I was furious, and I held on to that anger for months. It felt so unfair, like she didn't respect me or our friendship. Then one day, I realized how much this resentment was draining me. So, I decided to practice forgiveness. It wasn't easy at first. I had to acknowledge my hurt feelings and work through them. But as I let go of the anger, I felt a sense of lightness and freedom that I hadn't experienced before. It didn't erase the situation or make things magically better, but it allowed me to move on and focus on building healthy relationships. Now, I'm not saying you have to rush into forgiveness. It's a personal journey, and you need to do what feels right for you. But remember that holding on to resentment only hurts you in the long run. By choosing forgiveness, you're not condoning the actions of others. You're choosing to break free from their hold on your happiness. So, my amazing listeners, I challenge you today to start letting go of those burdens you've been carrying. Choose forgiveness, choose peace, and watch as your life blossoms in beautiful new ways. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. And let me know what you think. Hit me up on social media or leave a review. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.